Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland.
There you go. We are going to Graceland. We're joined by Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels. You're just back from Graceland.
From my head to my shoes, Claire, I'm covered in the blues.
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it?
Unbelievable, yeah. I mean, it really is something else. I was in, flew into Nashville and had a few days there and then, of course, went off to Memphis, to the land of Elvis the King. But a special year, I suppose this was, it's Elvis week and every year, of course.
Well, it's Elvis week, is it?
Yeah, it was the 16th of August, of course, this Saturday. I mean, he was 48 years, 1977, when he died. So every year, like the week of that, you know, there's like vigils and there is candlelit things going on and people really celebrating. Mm-hmm. So it's a very poignant time to be there.
Yeah. Now, I felt when I was there, and I did the same thing as you, I was in Nashville, and my friend said, we're going to go to Graceland. And I thought, I don't know if I'm interested in Graceland. That's how I felt about it.
Yeah.
I ended up crying at the end when I was standing at Elvis's grave with
Isn't
his mammy and everything. It's brilliant. It's a great visit.
It is, yeah, and it's incredible. And I mean, you know, like I didn't, I mean, the life of Elvis, of course, is unbelievable. I mean, you know, the grand things, the grandioseness of it all. But yeah, I mean, the fact that, I mean, he was so young when he died, I mean, it's like he's still alive there. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
The jungle room I loved in particular, where
he
did a lot of his writing and his
the Polynesian furniture.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, to be there, I suppose, that week was phenomenal. But it is something really, really special because, I mean, he's revered. Mm-hmm. And there's people that go in there, as you saw yourself, and all the different rooms. I mean, you see the beauty. I thought, you know, it was going to be more like kind of more Liberace, but it wasn't really. It was like
more ostentatious.
I mean, it was, the beautiful white carpets and, you know, the purple bedspreads and all that kind of stuff, the stained glass peacocks, you know. But the planes as well and stuff, you know, the cars and the history. I was going to say to you there, Sarah, I didn't even know Elvis was a twin. I mean, you know, that he had a brother who was born 30 minutes before him.
That's that forms a big part of the story,
and
I think.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, you know, all those kind of details and, you know, that was really fascinating.
And then I loved, I mean, they tell the story so well, but you know how they have the upstairs roped off and this remains private for the family. It just all plays into the narrative of Elvis. You know, I bought every line.
Absolutely. But you do, and the hype, of course, because you know when you go there as well, you're put on a little bus, like the minibus, and you're driven up, and it's like military precision. You're not allowed to walk. I mean, we were wandering down to take, and you was like, back up here, you know, you're not. So it's very, you know, it's really like revered over there, isn't it?
But it's like a campus, isn't it?
Yeah,
the whole thing,
huge, and it's the swimming pool is there again. Not a massive swimming pool, but you know, amazing sort of just to see it all, and it's just kind of the way it was then. So it's really, really nice. But all the pictures, the history. I mean, his career, it's kind of fascinating, you know, all the stuff that he did.
Well, you get and you get a sense of all of that because they have all of the records there, the suits,
the guitars,
as you said, the cars and everything. And do you know what you also get a sense of is how hard he was driven when he was alive.
Listen,
God.
Yeah, I mean, that 15 nights, 15 states and 15 nights. I mean, he played 41 states. And I mean, that was really, I mean, you really got to say, how could you do that? You know, because he was worked and he was incredible, his work ethic. But the ostentatiousness of, I mean, the plane, like that was a Delta passenger hauler that used to haul 98 people around. And the way he spent 800,000 kind of fitting it out, and the private bedroom, the conference room, it's like a mini Air Force One. And you know, like the gold taps, the gold seat belts, you know, but fabulous, really, really.
Sure,
incredible.
He needed all of that.
He did, yeah. And he was flying around. He used to fly around wherever there was burger joints open. Remember, he'd be flying around to get because he'd be starving. He'd want a certain burger.
Didn't he love that property though? And it's really clear from when you go there that was
absolutely
his little refuge, and he
totally
was so proud of it that he was able to afford this for the family.
It was, and I mean, the fact that you know, 1957, he bought it. He was there until for 20 years. years, and the family were all moved in.
He was 20 years there, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah. And what was, I mean, again, that was the nice thing. I mean, the family were all there, so it was completely that. I mean, his dad, Vernon, his office was there. Mm-hmm. You know, the racquetball court, he turned into kind of a studio. But he had a shooting, he turned another, remember there's the little shooting range he had. But then the whole, there's a little section about Tupelo, where he was, the little house where he was born. And so you're totally immersed in the whole thing. And it is incredible. Yeah. But when you get to the meditation garden where he's buried, and you just stand there, and you're like, Elvis, it's amazing. And
it was just so special
and worth the crazy 3-hour drive.
Listen, you told me that you were in Nashville, and we're going to talk about Nashville specifically in a couple of weeks' time. But when you go to Graceland, you end up in Memphis, of course.
Of course.
And did you spend some time in Memphis
amazing
as well?
Yeah. I mean, listen, Sun Studio, where Elvis, yeah. I mean, for me, that was an incredible experience. Tiny little place. I mean, like, U2 recorded 3 songs there and left their drum kit is there. So you can sit there, you can bang the drum. I mean, but Elvis, of course, recorded loads of songs there. The microphone, I was singing into the microphone that Elvis used to sing into, right? You can record, you can book it for $200 an hour and record your own song as now today, which is amazing.
And to be fair, Memphis is a grittier city now than Nashville.
Is, yeah.
But again, the music there, if that's what you're into, you can see some fabulous acts.
Yeah, the Stax Theatre, I mean, the museums there are amazing as well. When you think back to the African blues and how the gospel music, and then, of course, they brought in American country, and then the whole, the rock and roll, but you're steeped in it.
Yeah.
But I went to B.B. King's night, I mean, the restaurant, Eat a Benny. Gorgeous, real little kind of steakhouse upstairs, very cool. And then downstairs, the music. I mean, there was the B.B. King All-Stars were playing, and the guy, the lead singer, you didn't want to leave because he was.
And the music is all free, but don't forget to tip, right?
That's all. Claire, tip? Hello? Throw the dollars out the window.
You had your dollars ready.
Seriously, yeah. But you get very used to that, because it is part of the whole culture.
Well, listen, Edward, you're going to come back to us and talk to us about Nashville as well, which you can sort of make
Fantastic.
Part of the whole trip if you want to go to Graceland.
Lovely Tennessee, and I just declared the people were so friendly there.
It's great.
And the food, we talk about that, but I loved it.
Yeah, I'm just so envious of your life. We have a quick break to take. That's Ed Finn. Thanks, Ed. Good to see you.
51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.